Good morning. This is Cinema Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson in for Roland Giacopetti today to tell you about the Festival of Feathers. Well, actually, I'm not going to tell you very much about it. My guest, Cindy Moray, is here from the Bird Rescue Center, and she is going to tell us all about this event coming up on Saturday.
Yes, it's coming up on Saturday, May 2nd from 11 to 3. It's open to the public. It's at 3430 Chenate Road in Santa Rosa. That's off of Mendocino Avenue, and it's at the Bird Rescue Center of Sonoma County.
So that's up fairly close to the old hospital.
Yes, it is. It's up near the old Sutter Hospital off on County Farm Road.
And you've been there a long time.
Yes, we've been there a long time. We're coming up on our 40th year.
So 40 years, a lot of birds. They just keep coming through, I guess.
They keep coming through. We keep getting more and more every year. Last year, we had almost 3,000 wild native birds come through our rehabilitation center. And through May 1st to late September, it's baby bird season. So we have a lot of birds that come through there, and most of them, if not all of them, get released. We also have 22 resident raptors that we're calling our ambassador raptors because we use these for educational purposes.
Let's define raptor for people who may not know the term.
Raptor is a bird of prey. And they are birds that kill other birds and eat rodents and so forth. And you've seen them out there flying. We've got native wild red-tailed hawks, as well as great horned owls and barn owls and peregrine falcons. Most of these are native to the area.
Even the occasional bald eagle in these parts.
Exactly, as well as the golden eagle.
Do they come through you at all? You see eagles too, or are they pretty self-sufficient?
We've had some eagles, but we haven't been able to keep them in captivity for any reason. We've been able to release the rare occasion when one has come in that's been injured.
And how do they generally arrive? They don't come to see you voluntarily.
No, they don't come to visit. They either get hit by a car, or they run into something, or they've maybe eaten a rodent that's had poison that's also gotten eaten, you know, into the system of the bird. So most of them, if not all of them, obviously come in some way in form of either injury or abandonment, or they're sick.
How long are they usually there?
It depends on what they come in with. The baby birds are there until we can safely release them on their own.
So that would be a month or two?
It could be a month or two. It could be several months. Some of them come in with a broken wing, and it just depends on how long that wing takes to heal. The 22 resident raptors that we have there can't be released because they had injuries that just were not going to be, would not, you know, support them back in the wild if we were to release them.
So they become the stars of your event.
They do. They become the stars of our event and our education program.
So let's see, who if I came, would I be likely to meet?
Well, let's see, in terms of a bird, You'd be likely to meet one of our great horned owls, a barn owl, our northern pygmy owl, our peregrine falcons. We have a western screech owl. We have an osprey. We have a rough-legged hawk, which is not native to this area, but it was coming through on its migration and somehow got injured and is now living with us. And you'll see turkey vultures, lots of those in the native area here. We do have some of those there as well.
That's considered a raptor?
No, vulture is not a raptor.
I didn't think so.
There's a sort of an old school where it used to be called a raptor, and now it may be classified as is not a raptor. So.
And these have been with you long enough that they're comfortable being around people?
They're comfortable being around people. They're still very much wild birds. We don't touch them. We don't do anything to make them pets. But they are comfortable around people, and many of them have been there many, many years.
So in addition to the opportunity to see these guys up close and personal, what else is happening at the event?
We'll have a silent auction where we've been getting cases of wine donated and vacation homes and all kinds of gift certificates from the community. So we have some very nice items that people can bid on. Our raffle tickets are only $5. The winner this year will win a two-night stay at a home on the Mendocino coast. We've got children activities, fun and games, and educational things for children. Of course, we'll be serving great food and drinks, and we'll have some music. And so it's a very entertaining and educational and fun day.
This is not the first time around for this.
No, this is our third annual. It is our major annual fundraiser. So the money that comes from this fundraiser does help us to buy food, supplies, and equipment to support what we do at the center.
How big an operation is it?
Well, we have it's run mostly by volunteers. We have some paid staff, but it's mostly a volunteer-run organization, a nonprofit. And we've got enough space to handle 700 or 800 people as we did last year, if not more.
Well, let's hope there's a good turnout. Once again, the details, Saturday, May 2nd, it's 11 to 3 at the center, which is up on Sinead Avenue, as we said. If you want to find out more, it's online at birdrescuecenter.org. Phone number is 523-2473. Cindy, thanks very much for coming in to talk with us today.
Thank you very much.
That's it for this edition of Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, in for Roland Giacopetti.